Before we start today's story, I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who donated to my fundraiser. I reached my goal. Thank you for your generosity. I'm happy to share that I've registered for a children's yoga teacher training in January and have started on a special story that I'll send out to donors soon. Thank you again.
Peace out.
Welcome back. This is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. Thank you for being here. Today, we're visiting Neptune. But before we go, let's listen to where Alyssa's safe space is.
What makes me happy is my family, my pets, and knowing that we are safe from things that could happen to us. I also feel happy when I'm at school because I'm with my friends. And I feel calm when I'm about to go to sleep because I like to read books to help me go to sleep better so I don't have nightmares, and I just have good dreams after I read a book.
Thank you so much, Alyssa. If you want to share where, who, or what your safe space is, send your recording to peaceout@bedtime.fm, and you could hear yourself on a future Peace Out episode. Okay, it's time to board our spaceship, the Star Bouncer. Start by lying down on the ground. Make sure you're comfortable. Shift your shoulders and hips down. Take a deep breath in and relax your arms and legs as you breathe out now. Another deep breath in and breathe out. Keep your eyes closed. Imagine that you're now sitting in the seat of your very own spaceship. You're facing up towards the sky, and all around you are panels of buttons to control the spaceship. There's a little round window to the side. Now someone from ground control is counting down to lift off. Take a deep breath in here. One, 2, 3, and breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Deep breath in and out. Keep doing this as we do the calm down countdown to lift off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're in space now. And look, there's Neptune just ahead. It's a big blue planet. It's much, much bigger than Earth, 57 times bigger. 1 year on Neptune is almost 165 years on Earth. So if you're 8 years old, you'd be 1,320 years old on Neptune. It's hard to even imagine that, isn't it? As we move closer to Neptune, you notice that there's a couple of dark spots. And as you get even closer, you can see that there are clouds moving very fast. It's a storm on Neptune. Roll to your side and push yourself up now and sit up. Cross your legs if that's comfortable. Sit up tall. Gently roll your shoulders back. Place your hands on your knees or fold it in your lap. Lift your chin a little. close your eyes again. Breathe in and out. Let's pretend that we're in the middle of a storm. Start rocking back and forth from left to right. Keep your bottom and legs on the ground so that it's just your upper body rocking from the waist. Make sure your head isn't flopping from side to side, though. Let your shoulders lead the way instead. See if you can match your breathing to your movement. Breathe in as you move to one side, and breathe out as you move to the other side. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Keep going, gently moving from left to right, left to right. Okay, now come to a stop in the middle. Let's make sure our posture is gently straight and tall again. And now let's give our hips a little wiggle here. Great. Not only is Neptune dark and windy and stormy, it's also very, very cold. In fact, it's the coldest planet in our solar system and called an ice giant. We're going to be giants now. Move into a crouching position, balancing on the tops of your feet, knees bent, hands on the ground for balance. Take a breath in, and now as you breathe out, push your hands against the floor to help your legs straighten up and your hips moving up, up, up towards the sky. Let your head hang down. Now you should look like you're folded in half. Take another breath in here and breathe out and start raising the top half of your body slowly, starting from the lowest part of your back, feeling the middle part straightening up, and now your entire back is straight. And finally, you lift your head. Keep your eyes closed and take a nice long breath in. 1, 2, 3, and let it out. 3, 2, 1. So we're standing up nice and tall now, but Neptune is an ice giant, so let's make ourselves even bigger now. Place your feet hip width apart, so that means that your feet are right under your hips, a strong stance. And now raise your arms up high over your head. Face your palms forward and stretch your fingers out wide. Breathe in deeply one more time here. You're standing tall, you're standing strong, and you are strong. Slowly lower your arms down now. Take your time to sit on the ground again. Make sure you're comfortable and close your eyes when you're ready. What is a planet that has rings around it? Most of us would think of Saturn, right? Well, Neptune also has at least 5 rings, too. Let's do a mindfulness exercise now. This is an easy one you can do anytime because all you need are your hands and your breath. If you'd like, keep your eyes closed for this. Hold out a hand, palm facing you. We're going to trace the outline of our hand using a finger on your opposite hand. As you go up a finger, you're going to breathe in, and as you trace down the finger, you'll breathe out. And we'll do this until we've traced the entire hand. Let's try it. Hold your hand up, palm facing you. Now with the opposite hand, use a finger and start by the wrist and trace up the thumb and breathe in now. Pause at the top of the thumb and go down the thumb and breathe out. That's one breath. Breathe in as you go up the pointer finger, pause at the top, breathe out as you go down the pointer finger. Keep doing this for all the fingers. And when you're done, you can go back the other way or just rest your hands on your knees, your choice. You can keep doing this while I talk. Neptune's rings are there, but they're hard to see. But that doesn't mean that they're not there. Sometimes our feelings can be like that. We might feel a certain way, but others can't tell and sometimes are not thinking about how we feel. So we need to speak up for ourselves, stand strong, like what we were doing before. Here's an example. Hugging. I like hugs, but sometimes I don't feel like it, and that's okay. And some people don't prefer to be hugged at all, and that's okay too. For kids, sometimes grown-ups will ask them to hug someone hello or goodbye. But if you don't feel like it, it's okay to say no thank you. You can still say hello or goodbye, give a high five, a handshake, a fist bump, or wave. Those are all great, polite alternatives to hugging. And it's always a good idea to make sure someone else is happy to get a hug before you give one. Sometimes you can tell if someone wants to be hugged or not, but if you're not sure, just ask. By now, most of you are finished tracing your hand. So remember, this is a mindfulness exercise that you can use anytime. Just remember, you're breathing up as you trace up the finger, pause at the top of the finger, and breathe out as you trace down. And when we focus on our breathing like that, it can help calm us or center us or ground us in the present moment, what's happening right here and now. Because that's the only place that your breathing can exist, in the present. Here's one more way you can greet somebody, by saying namaste. Basically, namaste means that the good in me recognizes the good in you. Let's try that together. Put your hands together, palm to palm, in front of your heart. Bow your head a little and say, namaste. Namaste. Remember, there is good in you and you can stand strong for yourself and for others. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out is written and narrated by Chanel Sang, that's me, and produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. I wanted to say a big thank you to Yoga International. They were kind enough to gift me with some courses to further my practice. Right now, I'm taking the Mindfulness Meditation Teacher's Training course, and I'm really learning a lot. Yoga International has over 1,500 classes online, including yoga and meditation, which you can access anytime, wherever you are. They're dedicated to making yoga accessible and inclusive, which I love. So if you're interested, check them out on yogainternational.org.